For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. The Hartford Yard Goats were an entertainment success in their first year in the capital city, selling out 41 of 70 home games this season, including the final 21. Barbara Brew was a New Britain Rockcats season ticket holder for 13 years, and even though seeing a game in Hartford means a longer drive from her home in Wallingford, she followed the team when it moved.
This is a massively awesome park. Parking is actually easier than it was at the Rockcats.
At one of the team's last games this season, Brew said that the amenities are better at Dunkin' Donuts Park, and her friend Sean Hanlon agreed. It's why he can stomach the fact that he paid to watch a team that didn't win half of the games it played this season.
As somebody that has attended minor league games for many years, like, that really doesn't affect me much. When you watch a lot of minor league baseball, you realize that it's more about player development.
But while the team may be a short-term success for fans, the question that will take years to answer is whether it'll be a long-term benefit for the city of Hartford, the nearly bankrupt capital city that's on the hook for the $71 million ballpark. One gauge? Foot traffic. It's a big deal for owners of area restaurants and bars who hope that if the Yard Goats do well, they'll do well too. Nick LaRusso is the general manager of the Hilton Hotel, just 3 blocks away from the park. He says that business is going well, so he can't tell if the Yard Goats are helping, but he has noticed a spike in business at the hotel's restaurant, particularly during day games. And a simple ride up the elevator will boost his hotel's chances to sell a block of hotel rooms to potential clients.
They can see the stadium right there from our 22nd floor. And they say, and the first thing that comes up, what is that? And that's our Yard Goats.
But not all area businesses are experiencing the same thing, and that could be part of a larger problem that the city faces. Wilma Rojena owns the restaurant Aquí Me Quedo with her husband Joel. When she drives past the stadium every day, she sees how packed the area is. But it isn't translating into more revenue for the restaurant located a few blocks up Albany Avenue from the stadium, away from downtown.
We do not get a lot of customers from the stadium. Before the stadium came, we were expecting to have more business. But unfortunately, that didn't happen.
The jury's still out on what may be the biggest measure of success, development around the ballpark itself. Because of lawsuits between the city and its initial developer, those plans haven't materialized. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.